ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரே ஓம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே ஸ்ரீ தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தி ஸ்வரூபாய ஸ்ரீதயானந்த ரூபாய பரமகுரவே பரமாத்மனே பரபிரம்மணே ஆப்யா ஓம். ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்காணி வாக் ப்ராணச்சக்ஷு ஸ்ரோத்ரமதோ பலமிந்த்ரியாணி ச சர்வாணி. சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்ம உபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்து நிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்ஸு தர்மாஸ்தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. We are seeing the Sambandha Bhashyam of Shankara Bhagavad Pada on this Kena Upanishad. Especially we are seeing the Pada Bhashyam. And here, we have seen the portion where Bhagavad Pada gives an answer assuming the doubt of a Purvapakshi. The question was asked whether knowledge can be combined with action, whether moksha attained as a result of combining jnanam with karma. And what was Shankara Bhagavad Pada gave an answer? No, karma, jnanam need not be, cannot be combined with karma. And to say that, he talked about the difference between people of different inclinations, different mental makeups. And he presented quotations from Kathopanishad, Mundakopanishad. Towards the end, we saw Chandogya Upanishad. Mainly, the Chandogya Upanishad quotations are presented to state that there's no way of combining jnanam with the karma. Because jnanam is aspired for, sought after by people who are craving for moksha. Whereas people who are not interested in moksha, for them, jnanam is not relevant. Whose interest is different from a different, who are aspiring for time-bound material ends. We saw those two examples given here. Jayame syat putrenayam lokaha jayaha na anyena karmana karmana pittalokaha vidya devalokaha. So these quotes from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also he presented. Earlier we saw the quotes from Chandogya Upanishad. And here, Jaya Mesyat Putrenayam Lokaha Jayaha. By having a son, the world of human beings, the mortals must be accomplished. And by not by any other karma, and by performing spirits, relevant rituals, one has to attain Pitraloka. And to attain even Devaloka, one has to combine meditation with karma, upasanam. The upasanam has combined with performance of rituals. This is how people who are interested in the lokas, different lokas, world of human beings, world of means, world of deva, brahma loka. Iti atmanaha anyasya lokatresya karanatvam uktam vajasaneyake. We saw that last class. So in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad known as vajasaneyakam, karma having the status of being the means of accomplishing three worlds, And any world accomplished as a result of karma and upasanam. Upasanam also is a mental activity. Karma involves body, mind and speech. Therefore, any result, any world accomplished as a result of ritual, a result of upasanam, meditation, definitely must be time-bound in its nature. Whereas, there is a group of people, there is another set of people whose interest is completely different and who are not interested in lokas. They are not interested in manushya loka. They are not people who are not interested in being born in this world as a human being, and people who are not at all interested even in pitruloka or even devaloka. If those lokas are not, people are not interested, for them karma is not relevant. So people who are not interested in lokas means people who are not interested in time-bound results, time-bound material ends in the form of lokas. For them karma is not relevant, upasana is not relevant, for them jnanam alone is relevant, and for which sannyasa is ordained. Because they have such mental makeup that they are dispassionate. They have viveka, they have vairagyam. So the inclination is not for other time-bound results, time-bound worlds. Therefore, karma, upasanam, etc. are not relevant for them. Tatrevacha parivrajya vidhane heturuktaha. So in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the reason for prescribing sannyasa has been mentioned in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Why? The reason is mentioned. Why sannyasa is ordained? What is the reason for prescribing, ordaining sannyasa? Because people are not interested. And what is the text? What is the reason given? There are people who say, Prajaya kim karishyamaha. What shall we do with the progeny? We are not interested in putra, manushya loka. Esham naha, ayam atma ayam lokaha. Don't think I'm repeating, just to take you back to the class. Esham naha, ayam atma ayam lokaha. And this is where I stopped. For us, who are aspiring for only Atma. Atma is the loka which is aspired. Atma is the loka. Atma is what is desired by us. Atma loka is what is aspired for by us. So for us, progeny has no meaning. Progeny is not required. Even upasanam, karma, rituals, etc. are not required because they are not relevant. Such a person, so people of such interest who say that they do not what they would do with the progeny, because their interest is not manushya loka, deva loka, pitru loka. Their interest is only Atma Loka. Esham ayam Atma ayam Lokaha. Okay, in this place, I want to just stop and tell you, explain to you. The word Atma, you know the meaning very well. Then ayam Lokaha. Ayam Lokaha. The Atma, I am Atma means all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self. Atma is also implied by another word, Lokaha. Why? I already explained to you. Please remember these verbs. Lokayati. Lokayati. Parasmaipadam. Lokayati means sees, recognizes. That which sees, that which knows is ஆத்மா. லோகயத்தி இட்டி லோகஹ, தி ஒன்லி நோவர் சியர் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி ஆத்மா. ஈவன் தோ ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் தி சியர், நாட் தி நோவர், ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெஜ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெஜ், ஸ்டில் தி சியர் இஸ் ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா ஹேப்பன்ஸ் வித் தி ஒன்லி சியர். லோகயத்தி இட்டி லோகஹ, ஆத்மா இஸ் செட் டு பி லோகஹ், ஒன் மீனிங். அனதர் மீனிங் இஸ் வாட்? லோக்கியதே இதி லோகஹ. லோக்கியதே மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் சீன், பட் தட் விச் இஸ் சீன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அனதர் மீனிங் இஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் ஆஸ்பைர்டு ஃபார், தட் விச் இஸ் டெஸ்பரேட்லி அப்சல்யூட்லி ஆஸ்பைர்டு ஃபார் இஸ் ஆத்மா. வை? ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் இஸ் ஹாப்பினஸ், ஹாப்பினஸ் இஸ் ஆஸ்பைர்டு ஃபார் choicelessly. Therefore, Atma, which is of the nature of happiness, is aspired for. Therefore, Atma is lokyate prarthyate iti lokaha. There are two reasons. As a seer, Atma is said to be lokaha. As the one who is aspired for, sought after, Atma is said to be lokaha. அயம் லோகா, அயம் ஆத்மா. ஃபார் அஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் ஆஸ்பைர்ட் ஃபார் ரியாலிட்டி. தேர்ஃபோர் தேர் இஸ் நோ ரெலவன்ஸ் ஃபார் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் சச் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் அதர் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஆர் அதர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் அதர் மெடிடேஷன் எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆர் நாட் ரெலவெண்ட் பிகாஸ் தேர் ஆர் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் டைம் பவுண்ட் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். Okay. Tatrayam hetvartha. So what is the meaning of the reason given? What is the meaning of the reason given? It's explained by Shankar Bhagavatpada. So the reason for the prescription of sannyasa was given with the quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, showing the interest being different on the part of some people. Now that reason given for prescribing sannyasa is explained further here. The meaning of the reason given for prescribing sannyasa is explained here. Tatra ayam hetvartha praja karma தத் சயுக்த வித்யாபிஹி மனுஷ்ய பித்ரு தேவ லோகத்ரய சாதனைஹி ஆத்மலோக பிரதிபத்தி காரணைஹி கிம் கரிஷ்யாமஹ. They say, the people for whom moksha is the only goal, what is aspired for, what is sought after desperately is only moksha. What they need is only jnanam. For such people, karma upasam has no relevance. Therefore, it is said, when they say praja kim karishyamaha, what it means is, kim karishyamaha, what shall we do with what? Anatma loka pratipatti karanaihi. When what we are aspiring for happens to be Atma, Brahman, the Mokshaha, what shall we do with these means, which are means of attainment of material time-bound worlds? Anatma loka pratipatti karanaihi kim karishyamaha. What shall we do with the means of attainment of Anatma loka? Anatmaloka in terms of time-bound material ends, material worlds, whether it is a Manishyaloka or Pitraloka or Devaloka, whatever is the loka, any loka is in the realm of the objective universe. Therefore, it's Anatmaloka. Anything which is within the realm of objective universe is time-bound, material, inert, and is not a source of happiness and a source of peace. Therefore, when we, what we aspire for happens to be the Atma Brahman, what shall we do with this means of attainment of Anatmaloka in terms of Anatmaloka? The means of attainment of what? Manishya Pitra Devaloka. Anatmaloka in terms of Manishya Loka, Devaloka, Pitra Loka. And the means, what are the means here? Praja Karma Tat Sanyukta Vidyabhihi. The means in the form of having progeny, means in the performance of ritual, and means in the form of meditations combined with karma, ritual, etc. With all these means, Praja Karma Tat Sanyukta Vidyabhihi. The word vidya there means meditation. Praja Karma Tat Sanyukta Vidyabhihi. Manishya Pitru Devalokatraya Sadhanaihi. Anatmaloka Pratipatti Karanaihi. Kim Karishyamaha. So what shall we do with progeny, which is the means of attainment of Manishya Loka? What shall we do with the karma, the performance of rituals, which is a means of attainment of Pitruloka? What shall we do with vidya, tat sayukta vidya? Karma combined with meditation, which is a means of attainment of Devaloka. Therefore, praja karma tat sayukta vidyabhihi manushya pitru deva loka lokatraya sadhanaihi anatma loka pratipatti karanaihi. So what should we do with this means? All these are progeny, rituals, ritual combined meditation. All these are means of attainment of only anatma loka. The means of attainment of Pitru Deva, Pitruloka, Devaloka, the Manishaloka, Devaloka, Pitruloka, Devaloka. So what shall we do with this? Means they are not relevant. They are relevant for only people who are aspiring for those worlds. Nacha Asmakam Lokatrayam Anityam Sadhana Sadhyam Ishtam. And asmakam lokatrayam anityam lokatrayam sadhana sadhyam na ishtam. Definitely, anityam lokatrayam, time-bound, material, inert set of three worlds in terms of Pitruloka, Manushyaloka, Pitruloka, Devaloka. Associated with the means and ends. Not at all desirable. Sadhana Sadhyam Lokatrayam Anityam Lokatrayam Asmakam Na Ishtam. There is a group of people. There are people who are of this mindset, who are of such maturity. Yesham asmakam. So what is, so world, three worlds are not desirable for them. What is desirable then? Yesham asmakam swabhavikaha ajaha ajaraha amrutaha abhayaha na vardhate karmana na kaniyan Nityahacha Lokaha Ishtaha. We are very clear what we want. So there are people who are of such mindset. What do they say? Yesham Asmakam, for us. Nityaha Lokaha Ishtaha. Only permanent Atma, which is the only seer of everything. The permanent lokaha, the atma, which alone is aspired for, sort of is desired, desirable for us. And that atma, which obtains as our own essential nature, swabhavikaha, swabhavikaha atmalokaha, which is atma, which is our own essential nature, which is birthless, ajaha, ajaraha, which is from old age, amurtaha, immortal, abhayaha, fearless, karmanana vardhate, who does not grow and become big through any process, and which does not become small through any process, naha kaniyan, and which is everlasting, timeless. It is this atmalokaha, which is of this nature, is desired, desirable for us, desired by us. Sahacha nityatvat avidya nivritti vyatirekena anyasadhana na anyasadhana nishpadyaha. Avidya nivritti vyatirekena anyasadhana na anyasadhana nishpadyaha. Na anyasadhana nishpadyaha. This atma is not at all attainable by any other means, attainable only through the resolution of, only through removal of ignorance, resolution of ignorance. So, avidya nivritti vyatirekena, other than the removal of ignorance, other than by the removal of ignorance, by no other means, atma is attainable. Because nityatvat, I explained this last class. Because of the nature of timelessness, because of the nature of being eternal, beginninglessness, endlessness and changelessness, atma is something which can never be attained. Therefore, it is not a result of action. It cannot be a result of any ritual or meditation or any action. It can be attained only in terms of knowledge. Atmanishpadanam, attainment of knowledge, extraction of knowledge is only in the form of knowing. It can be attained only through knowledge. Atma can be attained only through knowledge. Therefore, what is needed is resolution of ignorance only. Avidya nivritti vyatirekena na anya sadhana nishpadyaha. Other than the resolution of ignorance, atma is not attainable through any other means because of its nature of timelessness. Okay. See, until now, what I said is only old class. Subcontent. Tasmat pratyagatma brahma vijnana purvakaha sarveshana sanyasaha eva kartavyaha. Tasmat, therefore, pratyagatma brahma vijnana purvakaha sarveshana sanyasaha eva kartavyaha. Because of this reason, karma, upasanam, progeny, etc. are not at all relevant for people who are aspiring only for moksha and jnanam. And people who are aspiring for jnanam, to resolve ignorance, all that they need to do is what they have to be totally committed to the discipline of jnana yoga, to the exclusion of everything else, if they're already mentally prepared. But that's why I said what they want is only moksha and jnanam for such people, only for such prepared-minded people. Sarveshana sanyasaha, renunciation of all desires, desires for wealth, desire for world, putreshana, vitteshana, lokeshana. Renunciation of desired for world, wealth, and progeny must be done. Renunciation must be done, mean what? Renunciation. They have to be renounced. All desires have to be renounced. They have to be renounced, mean what? They will renounce. Therefore, pratyagatma brahma vijnana purvakaha. So, renunciation of all desires as a prerequisite qualification of the attainment of knowledge of absolute reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, must be there on their part. This I have explained to you until this sentence. Now, karma sahabhavitva virodhantacha. Okay. Now, hereafter, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain logically why knowledge and karma cannot be combined. Earlier, until this sentence, up to this sentence, Bhagavatpada presented quotations from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, so Chandogya Upanishad also, in support of what he was explaining here. It is a fact that karma cannot be combined with the jnanam. Jnanam does not require the combination of karma to be the means of attainment of moksha. Now, he is going to, having presented the Shruti statements as evidence for what he was saying, now Bhagavatpada also brings to light the logical reasoning why karma cannot be combined with jnanam. Jnanam does not require karma as a means of attainment of moksha. Karma sahabhavitva virodhat pratyagatma brahma vijnanasya. He says, pratyagatma brahma vijnanam means what? Clear, doubt-free knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma, obtaining as the innermost essence, available for recognition as the nearest self. This is the meaning of the word pratyagatma brahma vijnanasya. This brahma vijnanam, this knowledge of the self, knowledge of the reality, has the status of karma sahabhavitta virodhat, being opposed to karma. Jnanam is opposed to karma. So what exactly is said here? As knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahman, obtaining as the innermost essence, has the contradiction of coexistence with karma. As knowledge of the reality has the contradiction of coexistence with the karma, karma cannot be combined with jnanam. Why? Simple sentence. Karma and jnanam cannot coexist. Where there is jnanam, there cannot be karma. Where there is karma, that definitely there cannot be jnanam. What does it mean? Let me make it very, how do we say karma, jnanam is opposed to karma? Why do we say this? Listen. Karma is any action, whether it's a mundane action or secular action, mundane action or sacred religious activity in terms of performance of ritual or practice of meditation, etc. Whatever it is, any karma is a product of what? Is caused by what? Desire. Any karma is caused by desire. Performance of any action, secular or sacred, presupposes desire. Because karma is impelled by desire. And desire is a symptom of the disease of inadequacy. Desire is an expression of needs, emotional need. Desire is an expression of emotional need. Emotional need to be different from what one is, to become bigger than what oneself is. So desire, so action is impelled by desire, and desire is expression of inadequacy, smallness, centered on I. And that inadequacy is because of what? Inadequacy is centered on I, smallness centered on I, limitation centered on I is because of erroneous self-perception. And erroneous self-perception is because of self-ignorance. Therefore, ignorance is the root cause of action. Desire is the immediate cause of action. Samipa karanam, moola karanam. So, desire is the immediate cause of action. Ignorance is the root cause of action. Therefore, ignorance caused by desire, which is next symptom of the disease of ignorance. Action itself is what? Any action is a product of ignorance. So, any action being the product of ignorance, ignorance is always, sorry, action is always ignorance friendly. An action, mundane or sacred, ritual or any action or upasam, being a product of ignorance, being ignorance friendly, cannot be where there is jnanam. Therefore, what is called karma sahabhavitva virodha? There's contradiction of coexistence of karma with jnanam. So, pratyagatma brahma vijnanasya karma sahabhavitva virodhat. As there is always, contradiction, opposition. As Brahma Vidya is a contradiction, a coexistence with the karma, karma cannot be combined with jnanam. The one more reason you see is further explained, nahi upatta karaka phala bheda vijnanena karmana pratyastamita sarvabheda darshanasya pratyagatma brahma vishayasya sahabhavitvam upapadyate. Look at this. Sahabhavitvam means coexistence. சகபாவித்வம் கோ பாவித்வம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், சகபாவித்வம் கோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். உபபத்தியத்தை ந உபபத்தியத்தை, ந இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட். சகபாவித்வம் ந உபபத்தியத்தை. கோஎக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். கோஎக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் வித் கர்மா இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். த கோஎக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் வித் கர்மா இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். வாய்? த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரீசன் வாஸ் கிவன் விரோதாத், சகபாவித்த விரோதாத், டியூ டு தி அப்போசிஷன், டியூ டு தி கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன் ஆஃப் கோஎக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் கர்மாபுத்தி ஞானம். கோஎக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டு யூ ஹவு இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஒன் மோர் ரீசன் இஸ் கிவன், நஹி உபாத்த காரக பலபேத விஞ்ஞானேன கர்மணா. சி, கர்மா இன்வால்வ்ஸ் டிஃபரன்ஸ். கர்மா இன்வால்வ்ஸ் டிஃபரன்ஸ், வேர்ஸ் இன் ஞானம் டிஃபரன்சஸ் வில் பி ரிசால்வ்ட். சோ வாட் இஸ் இட் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் கர்மா அண்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஞானம். வாட் இஸ் ஆத்ம ஜானம், பிரத்யேகாத்மம் பிரம்ம விஜானம். வாட் இஸ் பிரத்யேகாத்ம பிரம்ம விஜானம் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் கர்மா? கர்மா இஸ் தட் விச் இன்வால்வ்ஸ் டிஃபரன்சஸ், டிவிஷன்ஸ். ஜானம் இஸ் தட் in which, the wake of which all differences will be resolved. So there are different natures, different, therefore they can't be combined. So karma involves difference. How? Upatta karaka phala bheda vijnanena karmana. உபாத்த காரக பலபேத விஞ்ஞானேன மீன்ஸ் தி கர்மா விச் இன்வால்வ்ஸ் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் ஆக்சசரிஸ் அண்ட் ரிசல்ட்ஸ். மீன்ஸ் கர்மா, தி கர்ம ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ரிசல்ட்ஸ். தி ரிசல்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஆக்சசரிஸ் இன்வால்வ்ட் in performing any action, performing any ritual. Karakani, subject, the shat karakani, six karaka, six accessories associated with any action. Subject of action, karta, prathama karakam. Object of action, dvitiya karakam, second karak, accessory. கரணம், இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், தேர்ட் காரகம், தேர்ட் ஆக்சசரி. சம்பிரதானம், சம்பிரதானம், பெனிஃபிஷியரி ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், ஃபோர்த் ஆக்சசரி. பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், அபாதானம், ஃபிஃப்த் ஆக்சசரி. அதிகரணம், locus of action, the location of action, sixth accessory. So karta, karma, karanam, apadanam, sampradanam, adhikaranam, subject of action, object of action, instrument of action, beneficiary of action, purpose of action, locus of action. So these are the accessories associated with karma, involved in karma. If we think of the Vedic ritual, they talk about 16 accessories. Wife, like son and other things, the four priests or four Vedas, like that accessories number will increase. So these accessories are different from the results of actions. Nahi, we say, upatta kar, leave the na there. Upatta karaka pala beda vijnanam karma. Means what out? Karma involves the knowledge, karma implies the knowledge of the difference between the results of actions and the accessories associated with the action. And each karakam is different from every other karakam. Every karakam, every accessory is different from every other karakam. Within the karakas, there is difference. And the karakas are accessories are different from the results of actions. Of course, actions are also different from results and the accessories. So, karma implies the knowledge of difference between accessories and the results. With such karma, upatta karaka palabheda vijnanena karmana, with such karma, with such a ritual or action, implying the knowledge of difference between accessories and results, jnanam, coexistence of knowledge is not possible. So, kirdushasya jnanasya, the coexistence of which knowledge, which sort of knowledge? Pratyastamita sarvabheda darshanasya pratyagatma brahma vishayasya. So, the knowledge, the having subject matter, brahmatma, pratyagatma brahma. So, the knowledge having absolute reality Brahman, obtaining as the nearest self, as the subject matter. So, pratyagatma brahma vishayam, brahma vishaya jnanam. So, means brahma jnanam, atma jnanam. That's all, simple. Pratyagatma brahma vishaya jnanam means the knowledge having pratyagatma brahma as the subject matter. Is pratyagatma vishaya brahma jnanam. Pratyagatma brahma vishaya jnanam is what simply you can say brahma jnanam, atma jnanam. This atma jnanam implies what? Pratyastamita sarvabheda darshanam. Atma jnanam. And what a darshanam. Darshanam means jnanam here. In the wake of, so Brahma jnanam, in the wake of which, all the sarva bhedaha pratyastamitaha bhavanti, all differences become resolved cognitively. So the knowledge in the wake of which, all differences become resolved, such knowledge cannot have coexistence with an action implying the knowledge of difference between accessories and results. So when the knowledge happens, what happens? Knowledge happens. When the knowledge rises, what happens? Sarva bhedaha pratyastamitaha bhavanti. All differences become resolved. What differences? Even the standpoint of pure consciousness existence obtaining as one's own sarupam, we understand consciousness existence as the only truth of everything, you resolve the subject of knowledge. There's no knower, there's no doer. There's no object of action. There's no knower which is not Atma. There's no doer which is not Atma. There is no object of action which is not Atma. There is no instrument which is not Atma. There is no beneficiary which is not Atma. All this, everything becomes resolved as Atma. There is no, in the wake of the vision of the Atma, you will see there is no karta, there is no karma, there is no karanam, there is no sampradanam, there is no all these so-called differences in, and the karakas will resolve. All karakas will become resolved. There won't be death. Karma phalam also will not be there, which is not Atma. In fact, the knower, known, knowledge difference will be resolved. The karaka beda will be resolved. Phala beda will be resolved. And difference between result of action and accessories and actions, all these differences will be resolved because there is no karta, there is no karma, there is no object of action, instrument of action, beneficiary of action, purpose of action, locus of action, the result of action. There is no action which is outside of Brahma. Everything becomes resolved, negated as Brahma. It's only Brahma. Therefore, knowledge, pratyagatma brahma vishaya jnanam, is pratyagatma brahma jnanam implies what? The knowledge of resolution of all divisions. Whereas karma involves the knowledge of differences between the accessories and the results. Therefore, such karma involving, implying knowledge of differences, difference between accessories and results, with such karma, coexistence of knowledge in the wake of which all differences will be resolved is not possible. So upatta means what? Collected. Upatta karaka phala veda vijnanena karmana. Ud action which is of, which involves these divisions and differences. Sahabhavitvam, coexistence of knowledge in the wake of which all differences will be resolved is not possible. Coexistence of knowledge with karma is not possible. That's the answer. The logical reasoning. So, upatta karaka phala bheda vijnanena karmana. Upatta karaka phala bheda vijnanena is adjective for karma, karmana. Pratyastamita sarva bheda darshanasya. Pratyagatma. So, pratyastamita sarva bheda. Adjective for jnanam. Therefore, this is knowledge. Knowledge is of this nature. Again, karma is of this nature. Where differences must be retained, divisions must be there as real. Only then karma is possible. In the wake of jnanam, you will understand all differences will be negated as mithya. So, karma and jnanam are not there. They cannot coexist. Thereof, the opposite nature. So with this, I'll stop today's class. Any questions? Because what I have to explain later on, I need to explain well in more time.
What does pratyastamita mean, Swamiji?
Pratyastamita. See, astamita is a participle. Astamita means, literally it means set. But here, astamita means resolved. Prati astamita, when you say negated, resolved. So, pratyastamitaha bhavanti. Kim bhedaha. All differences. Jnatru jnana jnaya bhedaha become pratyastamitaha bhavanti. Karaka pala bhedaha pratyamstaha bhavanti. All differences will be dissolved. There won't be any difference in the wake of the jnana. Why you will see everything as only Brahma. So jnanam is completely of different because in jnana, knowledge is of the truth. In the wake of which you will see the differences being not there. It is like, I can give a simple example. When you see, as long as you see only the form, name and function, the ocean, and you see the plurality, duality, differences. One is a big wave, you see the waves, you see the plurality, you see the duality, wave-ocean difference you see, and you see wave-wave difference you see, and you see one wave as a big wave, one wave as a small wave, one, you see the difference. From the standpoint of forms, names, and functions, differences are real. But once you see the water as the truth, from the standpoint of water, you will say what? There's only water, there's no, ocean is only an appearance of the water, waves are only appearances of the water, there's no real forms. Only the water alone appears as ocean full of waves. When you, waves themselves are not there, how can you talk about the difference between waves? This how, by resolving the very waves, you resolve the very, the difference between the waves also, any difference, wave-ocean difference, wave-wave difference, big-small difference, resolve all differences in the wake of the knowledge of the water being the truth of the ocean. In the same way, in the wake of the knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma, obtaining as the innermost essence, as the nearest self, a very content of I, in the clear vision of the truth, pure consciousness, existence, you will see where is the karta, where is the karma, where is karanam, where are accessories, where are results, where are actions. All differences will be resolved. Understand? Stapratyastamita. Resolved, negated. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.